More hiring than expected. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's how last year ended, with 216,000 jobs created. In December's unemployment rate held steady at 3.7%, not rising as economists predicted.
The Federal Reserve has been attempting to engineer a cooler economy and job market without a recession. In other words, a soft landing, though employment in December was even stronger than November, which had been helped by the end of the auto workers and Hollywood strikes.
Fox's Jenny Casola. Not much reaction on Wall Street. We're seeing some gains. The Dow and the NASDAQ both on the rise. The president will not be focused on a resilient economy as he holds his first 2024 campaign rally in Pennsylvania today. Instead,
President Biden will warn of extremist voices in the Republican Party that helped fuel the riot at the U.S. Capitol 3 years ago.
I want to be very, very clear. The threat that Donald Trump posed in 2020 to American democracy has grown even more dangerous than it was when President Biden ran last time.
Biden-Harris principal deputy campaign manager Quentin Fulk says the president intends to run for re-election as if democracy depends on it.
Well, that's Fox's Jared Halpern. Now, former President Trump will be rallying in Iowa 10 days before the first 2024 contest. He remains the front runner in the polls by far. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, also in Iowa, tells the Fox News Rundown podcast he doesn't believe the polls, and it's all about getting voters to caucus for him.
We've got massive numbers of people that are committed. We're adding more every day. And then we turn them out.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken will soon arrive in Turkey for talks, one of several stops as he travels to the Middle East, as Israel keeps waging war against Hamas in Gaza. State Department spokesman Matt Miller says,
"It is in no one's interest, not Israel's, not the region's, not the world's, for this conflict to spread beyond Gaza."
Yet the U.S. remains a target. Again, we've been hit, or at least targeted by, an armed drone in Iraq, according to an Iraq statement today. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Now back to Wall Street. We're seeing the Dow go up even more. It's now 130 points higher. The NASDAQ is up by 71. The S&P 500 is 25 points higher. The price of oil is up more than a dollar. It's over $73 a barrel. And we're seeing gas down a fraction. AAA's national average for regular is just under $3.09 a gallon. That is 3 cents less than last Friday. Now, House Republicans already investigating President Biden, considering impeaching him over his family's overseas business dealings, and Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over the record surge of illegal immigration. They are now investigating the administration's energy policy.
An investigation of the Energy Department could slow the rollout of $400 billion in the Biden administration's green energy investments. Republicans leading the probe are asking for documents about the DOE's loan programs office to see if there's any evidence of the program being used to help Democratic allies and donors. They've also asked the inspector general to investigate the program's director over allegations he worked with a clean tech group he founded. Lawmakers believe the alleged affiliation raises questions about Jigar Shah's impartiality. Shah has denied those allegations, and a spokesperson insists that every request for funding for a green energy project faces the same scrutiny. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Oscar Pistorius, made famous at the Olympics, then infamous for murder, has been paroled, released from prison this morning in South Africa nearly 11 years after he shot his girlfriend.
The South African sprinter will be monitored and banned from drinking alcohol or doing media interviews. He'll have to attend programs on gender-based violence and anger management. Reva Steenkamp's mother said last year she'd forgiven the so-called Blade Runner, but she wasn't convinced he'd been rehabilitated.
That's Jonathan Savage. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.